Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pleased to welcome Russell Baxter. You can find him on Twitter at BaxFootballGuru. We've been friends for a long time. Russ, let's start with the Chiefs. They got the victory. Well, what stands out to you about the way these two teams battle back and forth for the second time this year?
Well, listen, when you build a team in the league, regardless free agency or any era, you build a team to beat the best team in the league and the other teams in your division. And I think that's what John Gruden's tried to do. And, you know, they go into Kansas City and, you know, think about this. The Chiefs now, even with this win, are 18-1 in their last 19 games, going back to week 12 of last year and including the playoffs. And the Raiders were the only team to beat them, and they put them 40 points on the board at Arrowhead Stadium. And now with another 31 tonight. So I think what John Gruden is trying to accomplish is working. Now, unfortunately for the Raiders, the defense that they put together is not necessarily working. I don't think they had a sack tonight. They didn't really get a lot of pressure on him. He really kind of made a Patrick Mahomes really made it look easy on that last drive. 7 plays, 75 yards, bing, 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 and right down the field. And Travis Kelce was pretty wide open and so on. But I guess it would be fun to see these teams play each other a third time. I mean, both teams scored 30 points in losing efforts, and that's kind of been a theme league-wide this year, to be honest with you, Amy. We've seen a lot of teams score 30 points in a game and wind up losing. A lot of shows, we saw a couple of games, we saw a 34-31 game with the Packers and the Colts today. So there's been a lot of that lately, and it's not something you see all the time.
And not just that, but wild seesaw affairs, too, where mm-hmm. we've had more than a dozen teams come back from what, double-figure deficits, but not just that, 14 points, 15 points, mm-hmm. 17 points. So then when you think about this game tonight and the showcase that it was for Patrick Mahomes, I know he had his second interception, both of them against the Raiders, which is strange. But it's kind of an interesting debate for MVP, Russell. So right now, when you look at it, who do you think are the leading candidates?
Well, I think it's the obvious names. I think certainly Patrick Mahomes is right up there. I think what Aaron Rodgers has done, even though they had a rough day in Indianapolis, they only had 5 turnovers, Amy, coming into the game, and they had 4 today. And the 2 of them were Aaron Rodgers. Mm. And, you know, some miscues on special, at least 1 miscue on special teams as well, and so on. You know, I don't think you can dismiss Russell Wilson. I don't think you can dismiss Ben Roethlisberger, who is another guy who has not really ever been an MVP consideration. You know, I know they have the defense and so on, but he's brought a calm and cool to that offense that certainly wasn't there last year when he wasn't there. And then I think you got to look at guys to a lesser degree, like a Dalvin Cook, like a Derrick Henry, maybe even an Alvin Kamara. So, and we don't talk about running backs and other receiver positions. We haven't seen running back win MVP since 2012 when Adrian Peterson did it. You know, so it's been a long quarterback run. But, you know, this is a different type of season. And like you and I were just talking about, the fact that there's been so many comebacks and so many wild games and right. so offensively driven this year, you're going to see maybe 2 or 3 players put up numbers that would ordinarily be MVP-type numbers any other year. and wind up not getting the award. Maybe we'll have co-MVPs. We had that one year. I think it was 2003. I think it was McNair and Peyton Manning in the same year. We've had one year. And we also, 1997, I think, was Barry Sanders and Brett Favre were co-MVPs.
I had forgot about that phenomenon. You're right, though. That could happen depending upon how the votes shake out. Russ, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, and of course, there was a loss in overtime against the Colts. And the Packers, like every NFC team that's at the top, have a fatal flaw. A lot of times it's their run defense, and that really came to the forefront again when the Colts went to ball control. But what stands out about the Packers in the season they're putting together, which right now, you know, they're still at the top of their division?
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. Everybody in the division lost except the Bears, and the only reason the Bears didn't lose is they didn't play. They're in the middle of a four-game losing streak to begin with. But I think with the Colts, what, 140 yards rushing? When the Vikings beat the Packers a couple weeks ago, a buck 73. When the Buccaneers did it, I know it was a lot about the defense, but they had 158 on the ground. We saw it last year as well. It is in their fatal flaw. And if you can't, and ultimately, Andy, if you can't stop the run, you can't stop a lot of other things. You know, running the ball against a team, ball control, sets up your play action passing. I always go back to when Denver beat Green Bay in the Super Bowl. I know I'm going back 20 something years. And I remember a play where Denver pretty much ran the ball most of the evening. And then in the third quarter off of play action, Ed McCaffrey was wide open down the field. I'm sure you probably remember the play. And what it told me was, as I already knew, if you run the ball, you can really dictate anything you want to do. And that's what happens against the Packers. It gave up 38 points to the Bucs. I know one was a pick six, 28 to the Vikings, and now 34 again. And again, if you can't stop the run, somebody's going to lean on you. And this was a concern going into today, because we know how good that Colts offensive line is. And give Frank Reich credit, even down, and you see this more and more, teams being patient, even down 14 points, don't abandon the running game. That's really what gets teams in trouble sometimes.
That is a great point. And as you say, the Colts were able to use that O-line, 140 yards rushing, but they really didn't start establishing that control until the third quarter, when they had that first drive out of halftime that was almost entirely run plays. Russell Baxter with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So when you look at the NFC, which team do you think is the best?
Well, I think it's the Saints. And I would say the Saints, and not just because they're 8-2 and have the best record, but I've seen a little bit of a turnaround with their defense early in the year. It wasn't really the run defense, it was the pass defense.
Right.
And that was something that had killed them at the end of last year. You know, lost a game at home to Atlanta, lost a game at home to San Francisco, where, you know, they couldn't tackle George Kittle, you know, with less than a minute left. The wild card loss at home to the Vikings. A Kyle Rudolph touchdown, but AB, you'll remember a long pass play to Adam Thielen that set that up. And then earlier this year, we saw Detroit lighting them up. We saw the Chargers lighting them up for big plays. But their defense has kind of settled down. You know, we saw what they did against Tampa Bay. We saw what they did today. Didn't give up a touchdown to Atlanta and sacked Matt Ryan 8 times. So, you know, we don't usually associate the Saints with great defense, at least not, you know, within the last 10 years. But defense and running game is what's kind of turned around the franchise. And I know they haven't gotten to the Super Bowl in 10 years or 11 years and so on. But I think as far as balance, and they proved today once again, like they did 5 times last year, that they can win a football game without Drew Brees.
Right. I love that element of what we've seen from Sean Payton, is that he can adjust based on his personnel, but also that the rest of his team rises to the occasion, steps up when there's a piece missing. Russ, the NFC East has got 4 teams with 3 wins. I know that this is the rule, and I don't care. I do believe the winner of this division should, in fact, host a playoff game. Mm-hmm. But can you ever remember a time where we had a division like this?
Well, I mean, listen, Seattle, 10 years ago, Seattle won the NFC West, Amy, with a 7-9 record.
Mm-hmm.
And then went and beast mode the Saints right out of the playoffs, if you will remember. And then we had Carolina a couple years ago, went 7-8-1. And they won the NFC South.
With
and they
Cam
won
Newton.
A playoff game.
Yep.
Yeah, with Cam. Exactly. And then a year later, they were 15-1. They certainly turned things around. But, and it was actually, it was funny. It was a day where the Giants were off. Washington and Dallas both won. Okay. So we haven't seen a lot of that. Philly lost. Philly lost and is still technically in first place because of that tie. So, I don't know if it's so much that I haven't seen a division like this, but for the most part, I don't know if I've seen four teams at times be so inept. I mean, the turnovers by Carson Wentz and the Eagles are distressing. The way the Cowboys have played defense for the most part this year has been, you know, something to behold. Washington, I understand what they are because they're almost in kind of in a rebuild. And maybe the team playing the best football of all four right now is the New York Giants, who really kind of settled down under Joe Judge. 0-5, now 3-2 in their last night. No turnovers by the Giants the last two games they played. And they look like a team that is building something. And again, there's six games to go. And, you know, are we going to see one of these 3-7 teams run the table or so on? I don't think so. Obviously, we're going to get a lot settled on Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
in terms of somebody. We have Washington, Dallas, which, you know, I'm sure you have people wincing because it's 3-7 versus 3-7. But A, it's a great rivalry, and B, it's obviously a very, very important game. So it's hard to the Giants are playing the best football. The Giants are I believe only have one divisional game left. I think they're 3-2 in the division. Beating the Eagles a couple of weeks ago was huge because they had lost eight straight to the Eagles. So it's a hard team to. I know the running joke is that the team that should win the NFC East is the Rams because they're 4-0 against the NFC East. I'm really intrigued by the Giants, and it's defensively they picked up Logan Ryan. Jabril Peppers is having a Pro Bowl type year, and Laken Tomlinson on the defensive line, maybe one of the more underrated players in the league.
It's going to be really fascinating to see which of them busts out for the division title. So if it's got to be a really terrible year for that division, at least they're all competitive mm-hmm. at the bottom. Yeah. Yes, but at least they're all competitive. Russell Baxter with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think is more difficult? And I love your perspective always to go 10-0 or to go 0-10.
I remember having this discussion a long time ago. Saying I always thought it would be harder to go 0-16 than it would be to go 16-0. And obviously that's been proven wrong because the Giants and the Browns both go on 0-16 while the Patriots are only 16-0 team and so on.
Did you say the Giants? I know you meant the Lions.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Lions. My apology. Yeah. The Lions in 08. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, obviously the Jets in the middle of what they, I mean, the Jets scored 28 points today and, you know, still can't win the game and so on. So, but you know, it's hard to put a finger on which one is harder, to be honest with you. You need a degree of luck going 10-0. You also need a degree of bad luck, I think, going 0-10. And, you know, the Jets, for the most part, offensively, haven't done a lot. Although the last couple of weeks, they put points up the board against New England. They put points on the board against the Chargers today. So you almost kind of sense, are they going to find someone napping? And, you know, polar opposite with the Steelers, who are 10-0. You know, they've got some tricky games left as well. You know, this was a game against Jacksonville where, you know, they've gone down there and struggled in past years. And, you know, you just never know. I mean, we see it time in and time again. How many people, ask Amy, how many people do you think were surprised what Dallas did today? I think Minnesota had been kind of rejuvenated.
Right.
Look what Denver did today against Miami. Miami was on a hot roll at 5 in a row. and Denver looked like it was headed in the opposite direction. It just shows you what a thin line there is in this league. And sometimes it's a matter of not winning a game, but not losing a game.
Mm. Before I let you go, Russell, it's hard for me to believe that we're nearly through week 11. That blows me away. Week 12 kicking off on Thanksgiving, of course. But a couple of the fun storylines that I love so far this season, the Miami Dolphins, the Cleveland Browns back in the mix now for the playoffs. And look at the Browns at 7-3, actually second place in the AFC North. And then I love the Justin Herbert storyline with the Chargers, as unlikely as it was and the way he got the starting gig. But still, he has grabbed a hold of this opportunity, carpe diem like. So what are a few of your favorite storylines through week 11?
Well, I'll definitely chime in on the Browns. I mean, we have two teams, the two longest playoff droughts in the league belong to Cleveland and Tampa Bay. And both of those teams seem like they're on course, especially with the expanded playoff field this year. And the Browns it's been an ugly couple weeks in Cleveland. You know, they lost that tough game to the Raiders, but they bounced back ugly against Houston, ugly against Philadelphia. I think it's been watching some of these young quarterbacks do what they do, and some of these young wide receivers. You know, Justin Jefferson with the Vikings, Chase Claypool. I think I'm a little surprised at the impact some of these rookies are having. And I say that because of the circumstances surrounding the offseason, the no preseason, you know, things limited because of COVID and so on. And some of these guys have stepped in here rather nonchalantly. One thing that really stands out to me about the whole season as well is I know we're in some stadiums we see fans, and some we don't.
Right.
But watching the games on television, as most of us are doing right now, the product itself doesn't seem all that much different than in recent years.
I agree with that. If you didn't know it was happening, and you didn't see the wide-angle shots, I mean, you can certainly hear more on the field. You can hear the athletes. The microphones are picking more up over that pumped-in crowd noise. But you're right. The quality of play is not that much different. In fact, I don't think you really could tell if you were holding it up against another season.
No, I know. And one of my favorite things, I actually know this during baseball season, and I'll stick it out here as well. Amy, you and I all know that for years we've been told that the games are not played on paper, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I see all these cardboard cutouts at the stands, and apparently the games are played in front of paper.
And on that note, Russell Baxter on Twitter at Bax Football Guru. He is one of my favorite guys to talk to when I need historical perspective. Lots of cool stuff for Fansided, for NFL Spin Zone. There's all kinds of ways that you can find him if you check out his Twitter account. I hope you have an awesome Thanksgiving, Russ. Enjoy the food, the football, the family, the fun. It's great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, you too as well. And by the way, if you want to make any money, take me in the over when it comes to the turkey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.